untouchable. By the way, that is why the book of Leviticus was written. How many of you have read the book of Leviticus recently? Not one of the most entertaining books in the Bible, but it's a book especially written for people on how to approach the holy God ceremoniously. How to get close to God, how to pray to God, how to call God's holy name without being burned up. And they're given all these instructions on purity, how to stand before God without his fire burning you up. You see, by nature, we're not pure. We're sinners. We're contaminated with sin. And everything we touch is contaminated. We're told our righteousness is as filthy rags. Well, our righteousness may be very, very good in itself. The things we do to God or for God may be wonderful. But because we have sin-filled hands, everything we touch, remember the Midas touch, is contaminated. In fact, look at Haggai 2:11. Go to Haggai, the book of Haggai. Here we have a picture of a Midas touch. Listen to this. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Ask the priests what the law says. If a person carries consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, oil, or other food, does it become consecrated? The priests answered, no. Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled? Yes, the priests replied, it becomes defiled. Then Haggai said, so it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever they do and whatever they offer there is defiled. Remember the story of Midas? Everything he touched turned to gold. Well, the Bible says everything we touch is contaminated with our sinfulness. We can't offer anything to God because everything we touch gets spoiled, and he's holy, he just burns it up. So how on earth can we be right with God? How, if God is holy and everything in God's sight that's not holy is consumed in fire, and I am by nature a sinner, and everything I touch is contaminated, then how on earth can I have a meaningful relationship with God? Well, let's go back to Isaiah 6. Notice here, verse 6. Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongues from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, see, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. Notice, it's a fire, because we know it's a fire on the altar because it's coals that are coming from the altar. And the ones who are handling these coals are seraphim, burning ones. But notice they take the coals off the fire from an altar, a place of sacrifice. What is involved here is a sacrifice. And as Christians, we know this is Christ's offering of himself. And the fire is the holy demand of God. It's again the burning bush story we spoke about this morning. But what I'm speaking about tonight is not the holiness of God per se, but the holiness of God as it affects us. Sanctification. Notice this seraph touches his lips. Remember what he said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. He was referring to his mouth. and I live among people with unclean lips. So the seraph touches his lips, which he declared were unclean, and says, right, your sins are now atoned for. You're okay. What had happened? Here's the amazing truth of the gospel, and this is the core of sanctification. Sinful man cannot touch holy God. If he does, he dies. Any sinful man in his own effort reaching out to God, even if he does the most noble deed, it's as filthy rags before God. We've got the Midas touch of sin. But this is the wonderful thing. The God of mercy, reaching us from the altar of sacrifice, everything he touches becomes holy. That's what it means, sanctified. I'll just show you here. This is what sanctification means, and this is what many people don't understand. Sanctification is not disciplining yourself to become a better person, because you could never be a better person. You're born in sin. God has to touch you to make you holy with the Midas touch of holiness. Kadosh. This is the word kadosh. That means holy in the Hebrew. To make holy, the reason I'm drawing it so you can see how they resemble each other is kadash. Do you see the difference? It's just a matter of the vowels at the bottom. Kadosh, holy. Make holy, kadash. It's the touch of God that makes you holy. In the New Testament, hagios means holy. Hagiazo means I make holy. Notice the same word. It's the very same word. How do we become holy? How did Isaiah become holy? We have to be touched from the fires of the tongs of God's altar, which is the gospel. We understand that, don't we, as the gospel, the cross. And we need to be touched. When are we touched? When do we begin to get sanctified? When the Holy Spirit, notice he's the Spirit of holiness. The Holy Spirit comes into our life. He makes us holy by his touch. Ezekiel 36:25. Oops. 36:25. This is God again. I will sprinkle clean water on you. He's speaking here about the future, about when the time of Christ would come. And he puts it like this, I will sprinkle clean water on you and you will be clean. Remember, purity is the necessity for standing before a holy God. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from your idols. How will he cleanse us? I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to follow my laws. How do we become holy? The Holy Spirit enters our life, and when he touches us, we become holy in God's sight. We become sanctified. Now you may say, oh, but come on, none of us look very holy. You may look at me and say, well, if you've been touched by the Holy Spirit, you've got a long way to go. And that's true. You see, we are living in time. As far as God's concerned in eternity, the moment he touched us, we were holy. We are now, in God's sight, seated in the heavenlies, even now, if we're born again. But we are living in time, and therefore sanctification takes place gradually for us. It takes a lifetime. We are slowly but surely being changed into the image of Christ, transformed, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians, from one glory to the next. But when did it start? The moment the Spirit touched us. He put his spirit in us and it cleansed us. Or we have to say in time, we are being cleansed. But sanctification is God's touch of the Holy Spirit that makes us holy. So if you were here this morning and you were thinking, why, how on earth can I ever really live a Christian life knowing that God is so holy? The answer is this. Stop trying to offer God your own righteousness, because everything you offer to him is contaminated. You've got to allow him in your mercy, in his mercy, to touch you with his Holy Spirit. And once you're touched, the process of sanctification in time takes place. God begins to change you. So that is how we become holy as he is holy. It's a matter of time for us, but in God's eyes, we are touched and made holy. That's the Midas touch of sanctification. Will you be able to handle that in the discussion now? You're going to have a cup of tea, and then we're going to talk about sanctification, being holy, being made holy. Any questions you may have?